Anybody confused? Any question? Don't say no, some people. Yes, my brother, you say no. See, somebody's hand is up. You catch it. Somebody may not catch it easily. Yes, give me microphone. Let's hear you. What's your question?
Praise the Lord. Man of God, I want to know. I can remember in the during the time of Jesus, before he was crucified, there's two thieves that was with him. And one of them, because he emphasized about this baptism, I want to know if somebody is not maybe yet baptized and it happened that he died, can that baptism hinder him not to enter heaven?
Now, before you ask that question, you have to ask, what is the importance of water baptism? The importance of water baptism, John 1:29, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And he did it by shedding his blood on the cross on Calvary. When he knelt there, he shouted, "It is finished." If your sins are not remitted, you will never see God. That is God's provision for all our sins to be remitted so that we can be reunited with Him again after we got disconnected from the Garden of Eden. Therefore, if you die without water baptism, you are dying a sinner. And you, no sinner will enter the kingdom of heaven.
No, go on. What if a man that hung with him, the thief,
that has what?
That he hung with Jesus.
That had what?
That died with Jesus, the two thieves.
Die with Jesus.
I said the two thieves in the cross. They died with Jesus. But and one of them, they don't have the opportunity of doing this in baptism.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also, Abraham did not baptize. Am I correct? Why are you referring to the thief? Go back now. What of Abraham? What of Abel? Because they were under the old covenant. We are under the new covenant. So, the thief on the cross did not participate. He's not a partaker of the covenant that we are in. He's the last one in the law to come in. That's what you must see it. Thank you. Yes.
Shalom, brethren.
Shalom.
Please, I have two questions, sir.
Go on.
One, you said the name of the name of our Heavenly Father is Jesus, the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus, the name of the Messiah is Jesus too. All of them Jesus. Then I want to ask, the Hebrew Messiah, I read in a place, they said that Jesus is Greek assumed name for the Hebrew Messiah. Then when we say hallelujah, we do not say hallelujah Jesus, hallelujah God, hallelujah Christ. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Yah is abbreviation of the name of the Holy One of Israel, Yahweh. When we say hallelujah, then he said that is the name of the Father. Israelites link their name with the name of the Almighty Father, Hezekiah, Zephaniah, Jeremiah, Hakmiah. Their name is linked with the name of the Almighty Father. Then Greek, how come Roman, Greek, Latin came and changed it? He said, I came in my Father's name. Another will come in his name, him they will accept. Now, how come that the name of the Father, which we say hallelujah, has turned to Jesus? And there's no letter J in Hebrew alphabet. From Aleph to Tav, there's no letter J. Then how come the name Jesus Christ, Christ, I mean, I don't understand. That's question
praise
one.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And to victory our, we Let me just, from the look of things, you are very, very, very revelated. You know Bible very well. We thank God for that. You may be aware that God takes upon His, God has many names, right? Answer me.
The Almighty has attributes, names, attributes. Ahotutu. But He has His personal name, Yahweh.
What is the difference between name and attribute?
Name, that is attribute, name Ahotutu in Igbo. That is
I'm not
the
an
name
Igbo
of
man.
Praise.
I don't understand Igbo.
What I mean is, like somebody say, great man. Great man is not name. Or you say, mighty one. Mighty one is not name. El Shaddai, Yireh, Yahireh. The provider. All these ones, they are attributes of the Almighty Father. When you need something, in that attribute, Yireh, He will appear.
Thank you.
You need deliverance, El Derek, He will appear. He that leads the way. Something like that.
Thank you very much. So, what will you call What will you call Jesus? Is it an attribute or a name?
Jesus is the Greek assumed name for the Hebrew Messiah. Is there no name in Israel to give the Messiah that they will go and borrow name from Greek, Roman, Latin?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's Emperor Constantine, there are people that did this.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, 10, 11 says that He, Jesus, is given a name that is above every other name in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth. That at the mention of that name, every knee bows in heaven and on earth. I'm coming. Whose name was He given?
Hallelujah. He is right. But the person they are talking about is Yahushua the Messiah.
Listen.
Whom the Greek, Roman, Latin changed to Christ Jesus.
Okay. We need.
I and my Father are one. Yah the Messiah. Yahweh. Yahushua. Yah the Messiah. See, the name is. I came in my Father's name. Is Christ the name of the Father or Jesus the name of the Father? Let us know.
Okay, so if you were to obey Matthew 28, verse 19, how will you obey it? Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. How will you baptize?
Baptism.
How will you understand Matthew 28, verse 19? He said we should go and preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I say, how will you baptize? In which name will you baptize? In obedience to Matthew 28, verse 19.
Shalom, sir. Bad transliteration. Because it is written that I and my Father are one. What is the need of breaking it into three in baptism? We pray in the name of Yahushua the Messiah.
Sorry.
The name of the Father is in the name of the Son. They are one.
Hello, sister.
Daddy.
It's like you didn't hear me. I say, have you been baptized?
Of course.
Where were you baptized?
Me?
Yeah, where?
I baptized in the name of the Messiah.
I didn't say I'm how.
Baptized.
I say where were you baptized?
Where I was baptized?
Yes.
At East. I mean, down home. I'm from Igbo.
It's like you have problem understanding me. Which church did you baptize?
Okay. It's Bait Israel.
That's the name of the church.
Yes.
What do you call it?
Bait Israel, House of Israel.
That's the name of the church.
Yes, Daddy.
It is called the House of Israel.
It's House of Israel.
Do you preach salvation through Jesus there?
Hallelujah. I preach salvation through the Messiah.
Not through Jesus.
Not through
the Messiah. What is His name?
Yahushua, Yah the Messiah. Yahweh is salvation. It might be that is the narrow way. Daddy, I so much love you. That is why
I praise the Lord.
See,
you know, sister,
that is the narrow way. This one from Catholicism to Pentecostal.
Sister, talk to me.
They use the same name.
Talk to me. You know, yes, it's me you are talking to.
Daddy Shalom, sorry.
God bless
from,
you.
From Catholicism to Pentecostal.
God bless
Daddy,
you.
Daddy.
There is something here. Where our sister and those who believe whatever she believes, the emphasis is, why are we using the Greek translation of the Jewish names? So, whether you call it Yahweh, Yeshua, amen, we are referring to the same creator of the heavens and the earth, the God of Israel.
But that is good to use original.
Now, listen now. Listen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, because this is important. I say this is where you miss it. Listen. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, the language you speak, Igbo, correct?
Yes, that
is it from God?
Language Igbo. The Almighty created everybody.
Why is it difficult to answer a simple question? You go around. Your husband goes over for us.
The language is one instituted.
I ask you simple. Your language, Igbo language, did it come from God?
Of course.
Now, when you speak Igbo language, does God hear you?
Of course.
Now, if you pray in Igbo language, will He hear you?
Of course.
Now, so it means whenever you are praying, it is what you mean that God is interested in. Correct?
Yes, but
so it depends on what you are referring to.
That the name is an
now,
identity.
Listen now. Every language has a pronouncement. We refer to the creator of the heavens and earth. He has attributes. But He gave us language that we can use to express worship in letting Him, you know, worshiping Him in those His attributes. Whatever language you use, there is no language on earth here now that is a special language, because salvation came and broke it. Do you have your Bible? Can we just read one scripture? Okay, maybe you see it on the screen. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3.
Yes,
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Sister?
Daddy.
Sorry. Do you read this Bible?
I read Bible.
You believe this Bible?
Yes, and I have Jerusalem Bible.
Eh?
I have Jerusalem Bible, the one they copied, they translated from. I have Hebrew Bible, I have original Bible.
No, you know why I asked that question? If you don't believe this Bible, then there is no basis for our discussion. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 13 and verse 14 first. Verse 13 and verse 14. This is what the Bible says. Sister, this is what the Bible says. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14. This is the reason that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through who?
The Messiah.
It said Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Go to verse 27, that same Galatians chapter 3. 27 and verse 28. For as many of you, including you, sister, as have been baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ. Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Therefore, no race is special now. No language is special now. When God came down to reveal Himself to man, he came to the Jews. Therefore, he spoke the Hebrew language of the Jews. If that same God is coming to reveal himself to me, he will not speak to me in Greek, in Hebrew. He will speak to me in my Hausa language. God bless you. You still have another question?
Shalom, Daddy.
God bless you.
Remember us for giving me this grace.
Because we are one now. So he will relate to you in the language you will understand. Go ahead.
Shalom, Daddy.
And if I'm going to ask him anything, I won't go and learn Hebrew language. I will speak to him in my language and he will answer
and
me.
And the name is not changing language. Name is name. My name is Mercy.
He will reveal.
Jehovah cannot call me Anno before they will call me.
He will reveal himself to me and tell me that what the Hebrew call Yeshua, you can use your Hausa language and call it Yesu. He, God, is related to the Hausa man and he will tell me how to call him. All referring to that same one name. What's your second question?
Okay, Daddy. Thank you. My second question is this. Ghosts. Is it good to use Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit? Since in dictionary, I said,
what is the meaning of a ghost?
I'm coming. He said, ghost is an apparition of the dead, appearance of the dead. The Messiah is in the graveyard, I learned he resurrected. And he said, we are using Holy Spirit.
The problem is we cannot talk too much with you because you don't believe in the Greek translation. So, no, because you don't believe it, so how? Because that Greek refers to him as the Holy Ghost. He refers to him as the Holy Ghost. So you are saying that it is wrong. So how will I do that? Not be me right now.
No, I asked, he said, is it good to use?
I said, anything that is in the Bible is good, for it is written. All scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
It's transliteration. It's transliteration. It's man that translated from what was written from the Bible. They are bound to make mistakes.
I am sorry. I need no other. Like you,
I need no other, please. Is there no Jesus and
Adina? Say it again. My sister, go on.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, there is something you said. They say any soul that does not baptize in the name of Jesus, they will not see God. And where my question is going is this. Like I baptized when I was, I don't even know when I was baptized. My parents baptized me in Catholic. They call it infant baptism. Now, when I grow up, this is my first time to hear about baptism. And the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost. There was a time I went to church at Oshodi. They bring this issue. The pastor said that he broke out from this church. That he now asked us this question. That he said, to baptize in the name of Jesus and to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost, which one is the best? That day is like, I say, these people, are they mad? The name of the Father, Son of the Holy Ghost that we have been hearing. Which one? I did not follow them to go and baptize that day. Even a lot of people, it's like four people there. It's one, he followed him and he baptized them that day. But me, I didn't go. But last 2 weeks I came here. They told us about this baptism. And today he cleared this thing for my eyes and that I see it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So where my question is going, nice. Now, he said that any soul that does not baptize in the name of Jesus, they will not see Christ. What about children? Maybe children, you know, man can die, children can die also. What about those children that does not baptize and they die?
Listen, God came to earth to save his own. But let me just show you one scripture. You see, we have been fed with error for so long until the proper picture of salvation is lost. When we read the Bible now, we don't read for God to talk to us. We read with the understanding of what some man told us. So, just look at this scripture for instance. John chapter 6 verse 44.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him and raise him up at the last day.
Now,
praise
see,
the Lord.
Can you see something? If you are reading the Bible, you are studying, not just reading. If you read this place, you will pause. Anybody at all? This is Jesus. He first spoke, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth should come. The same Jesus again stood and said, come to me, all ye that labor, and every that I will give you rest. Then he now come again in another place here, now John 6:44. He said, yet no one can come except the Father that sent him draw you to him. So you will see that salvation is deeper than just the way it is presented. Praise God. Verse 37, that's same John chapter 6. See, verse 37. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He still emphasized, all that the Father giveth me. And when did he give them to him? On the day the preacher preached? No, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 2, 3. Verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Take note, verse 2. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now watch verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him, in Jesus Christ. When did he choose us in Jesus Christ? He chose us before the foundation of the world. And it is only those that he chose from the foundation of the world that he will bring to Christ. They are the only ones that he will call. Come to me. He is the one they are calling. He is calling. That's why I preach a message and I titled that salvation is not for all. Praise the Lord. Now, the question is this. Apostle Paul, this is Jesus speaking now, Apostle Paul made it even clearer that for you to know who are those that he called. Romans chapter 8. Now, verse 28. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. You see, you don't just read, don't cram something, study, let it speak to you. Let the Bible speak to you. so that you will appreciate salvation when you see yourself where you are in Christ. Now, verse 28, Romans chapter 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 29. See now, those he calls. See why he calls some and he doesn't call some. For whom he did foreknow. Foreknowledge. Something he knew before you were formed in your mother's womb. For whom he did foreknow. That's why he is God. Omniscient God. Before he created Adam and Eve, he had created the serpent. And when he was creating Adam and Eve, did he know that the serpent would tempt them? Did he know? Did he know? Talk to the microphone.
He knows.
Before Adam and Eve were tempted, did God know that you will exist?
He knows. He knows.
Since that time?
Yes, sir.
He knew about you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you know him. So it means that God cannot save anybody by chance. Eh?
Yes, sir.
When Jesus Christ was going to hang on the cross on Calvary, did he know those who will believe and those who will not believe?
He knows.
Before going to the cross.
Yes, sir.
By foreknowledge. While Adam and Eve before they were tempted, God knew, I am going to prepare, I'm going to create a man and a woman to repopulate this earth. And I know that the serpent that I will create will also tempt him. And they will fall and they will be separated from me. And then they will all scatter and start worshipping devil and act like animals. Before he created them. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word there is not the word as I'm speaking. It's logos, thought. In the beginning was the thought. And the thought was with God. Which thought? The thought of how he will save all those people that will be saved. I mean that will be lost. All his children that will be lost. The thoughts. That's why the Bible says Christ Jesus was crucified. From when? From when? From the foundation of the world. Verse 8 of Revelation chapter 13 says so. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He was slain from the foundation of the world. We are in the mind of God according to his divine agenda. And that thought of how he will save man became flesh in the womb of a woman that produced the lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. Now, if that child, that's where I am going, his name is in the book of life, through foreknowledge, nothing will kill that child until that child comes in and comes into the saving grace. For God knows who his own are. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Shalom. Daddy, you made an explanation that made me to ask this question I'm about to ask now. Baptism and salvation. Which one is more important?
Sorry, what is the meaning of salvation?
Salvation is one receiving Jesus in his life as the Lord and Savior.
What is the process of salvation?
By receiving Christ.
You know what you are saying? Eh? You are asking a question like food and the kitchen. Which one is more important?
I want to make a point, sir.
No, answer me first. Food and kitchen, which one is more important?
Food is important.
Eh?
Food is important. Kitchen is important.
Eh?
You can cook food anywhere, and anywhere you cook food is kitchen.
Can you eat food without cooking it?
No, you have to cook it.
Eh?
You can never
be saved until you go through the process of water baptism.
I want to read a portion of the scripture.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 3.
Go on.
From verse 18. For Christ hath also suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Go on, sir. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the day of Noah, while the ark was at preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. The life figure, whereunto even baptism doth also save us, not the putting away of the faith. What is baptism does not put away faith. Not the putting away of the faith, but the life figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the faith of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Baptism is answer to a new conscience. You will be saved first before you be baptized. Why I ask the question is,
I don't understand where you are going.
I'm making my point. Why I ask the question is, you said if one is not baptized, the person will not go to heaven. But if one is genuinely saved and was not able to be baptized, maybe they say baptism is tomorrow and the person dies today, will he go to hellfire? Certainly not, because he has already been saved.
At what stage do you declare yourself saved?
As soon as I receive Jesus in my life, from the bottom of my heart,
Thank you.
Lord and Savior.
How do you receive Jesus?
By inviting him into my life.
Eh?
By inviting him, not until I do water baptism.
By inviting him
into
your
my life. Yes, sir.
So, if I stand now and say, Jesus, I invite you into my heart, how will I know he has answered me and he has come?
When you invite Jesus into your heart,
yes,
you're going to have peace. Holy Ghost will come and dwell in you.
If I already have that peace, will come.
No, you can never have peace. You can have happiness. You can never have peace with the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Listen, brother. Salvation can be looked at deeper than that. The baptism of the Holy Ghost brings you into the body of Christ. Correct?
You're correct.
Eh?
You're correct.
You are not in Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. Can we screen it? But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, the statement I'm going. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So, you are a Christian because you have the spirit of
Christ.
Now, the same way you become a Christian is the same way that you became a member of your family that you come from. What is your family name?
Anekwe.
Before I say that family name, can you screen Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15?
Of whom the whole family...
Verse 14 and 15. Let's read so that we get a picture from verse 14.
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named.
The whole family in heaven and in earth is named after who?
After Jesus.
After Jesus. So, he is the family name. What is your family name?
Anekwe.
How did you bear that family name?
From my lineage.
Eh?
From my lineage.
You.
From
my father. How did you become Anekwe?
Through my father.
How?
By birth.
Eh?
By birth.
Not by confession.
No.
You didn't go to your father. Father, accept me as your son. Then peace came upon you. Then you became an Anekwe.
Sir, there is a side to this thing.
You are hearing something you have not heard before. Because the direction they teach you about salvation is different. Why not consider what I'm telling you now? Listen, you are a Christian. The Bible says, because you have his spirit in you. You were born into the family of Anekwe. Nobody can come and join an Ekwe. Can you join an Ekwe?
No.
You must born by a process. It was a process that produced you, that made an Ekwe. You are an Ekwe because his blood is in you by a bet. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13.
By one spirit we are baptized.
We are
into one body.
Into one body.
Whether we be Jews or Gentiles. Whether I will be bond or free. And I've been all made to drink in one spirit.
That's why me, a Hausa man, because of the blood of Jesus and the spirit of Christ, you, an Ekwe Igbo man, I can call you brother.
That's correct.
It is not because I confess the same confession you made. It's not because I say, Jesus, come into my heart, then I found peace. Then you too, Jesus, come into my heart, I found peace. Anybody can call, a prostitute that has no conscience can find peace. Jesus, come into my heart, and then go back and continue. He said, I have peace. Brother, you are a Christian because you have been baptized into Christ.
No, I disagree with you, sir.
I've just read the Bible.
It's not, you see.
You are disagreeing with the Bible.
No, sir.
The Bible said, by one spirit we are baptized into him.
Into Christ, accepted.
Eh? So what are you saying?
So if I got born again.
How can you get born again when the thing to make you born again you have not received?
It is not the water that makes me born again. It is my faith in Christ. Okay, let's take it this way. What about people that are in desert that don't even have water where they will do immersion baptism? And they are in Christ. Wouldn't they go to heaven?
You are mixing two things.
No, I'm trying
you
to make a point.
You are mixing salvation. You are mixing two things. Listen. Do you know? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know why I'm taking time like this? Oh, some of you don't know. You think I'm talking to him? I'm talking to the whole world. There are people that believe that thing that taught him. I want them to hear it. He will be arguing in the line of what they have taught him. And then I want them to hear. Some other people hearing will catch what I am saying. So that is why I can just allow me about 3-4 more minutes with him. And then we shall go the way it's written of us. But now, listen, sir. I am trying to tell you something here. I am not trying to scatter your doctrine. The Bible says, salvation, everything we receive from God is by faith.
Faith.
Okay? Faith. Now, there were two people that came before God to offer a sacrifice. Abel and Cain. Okay? Now, Cain's own was rejected. Abel's own was accepted. Verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11 says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Which faith? Faith there is revelation. Verse 17 of Romans chapter 1 says, the just shall live by
faith.
Faith. Faith is revelation. So when you say you receive Christ by revelation, revelation of what? Revelation of God's salvation process.
That he can.
So when you say that we receive salvation by faith, yes, it is by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the finished works on the cross of Calvary. Faith in what? Faith there is revelation. Always understand, where you see Bible use the word faith there, he is saying revelation. If you don't have revelation, it is impossible to please God without faith. So, when you stand, you make salvation look as if it is man's process. It is God's own process. There are three works of grace. And the reason why you are, all this argument is coming up, it is because of a fulfillment of a parable that Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Open it. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. It's a parable, therefore you need revelation. The 3 measures of meal there is the 3 works of grace: justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Those 3 doctrines, they are the meals that they took leaven. Jesus Christ said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Leaven means sin. Leaven also means false doctrine. He took false doctrine and corrupted these 3 works of grace. That is what has produced this argument today.
Daddy, can they screen Romans chapter 10 verse 9 for us as I conclude?
The Bible...
Romans 10, 9.
Let now them, listen.
Yeah.
When you quote Romans 10 now, you must support it with another scripture.
Let us
thank
screen
you.
It.
Because that scripture tells us that confession is made. You believe in the heart and confession is made. All true salvation. I want you to note.
Let me read it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, as I believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For what you've been explaining since, you're discountenancing, confessing with your mouth about receiving Jesus.
You must call, I know. Told you I went to the cross, to the altar, the day I gave my life
I know,
to Christ.
I know that there are people that do half-baked fake repentance, say I believe, but from their heart they did not believe.
Sorry, let me tell you something. Okay, you know that.
Yes.
So that cannot be a basis for salvation.
It cannot be a basis.
Now you must read the Bible and you know in its proper perspective. Let me give you another scripture. Let me see whether you can interpret this for me. Please open 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Let me see how you will interpret this.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant.
Verse 2.
You know that you were Gentiles. Carried away unto these dumb idols,
yes.
Even as you were led.
Verse 3.
Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
What did he say?
Nobody can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
Nobody can say Jesus is Lord
but by the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Is that tenable now?
It's not tenable.
So you must interpret it very well.
But the fact that it's not tenable does not mean that there are no originals.
No, I'm saying how you should read and understand Bible. You don't just stand and say, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, that the Lord Jesus said, you shall be saved.
The experience
So you make it look as if anybody can come today. Nobody can talk from mouth. I confess. Jesus is my Lord and personal Savior. Therefore, I am saved. But salvation is more than that. God bless you. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Clap your hands for Jesus now. On a hill far away,
would I know get on a blame of suffering and shame.